A new film from the Middle East is creating a stir. Paradise Now tells the story of two young Palestinian men who decide to become suicide bombers in the West Bank city of Nablus. It was written and directed by a Palestinian and co-produced by an Israeli. Despite its controversial subject matter, the film has been widely praised by those who've seen it at film festivals. It's now showing in theaters in Los Angeles and New York. Howie Malfshevitz of Colorado Public Radio reports.
Hani Abu Assad grew up on the West Bank and studied to be an aeronautical engineer. But early in his career, Abu Assad realized he liked to take risks, and aeronautical engineering was not the place to do it. So Hani Abu Assad decided to make movies. In just 7 years, he's made four. His best known in this country is Rana's Wedding, which came out in 2002. All but one have dealt with life on the West Bank. His latest is his riskiest so far.
What we try to do always in films to see, let's say, the beauty of things. And it doesn't necessarily to be like classical beauty, you know. Beauty is not just beautiful. Beauty is when there is conflict, when there is depth, when there is humanistic approach, when there is more than just what you see. Art is about beauty. It's about making from ugliness beauty. Otherwise, why should we make art? We want to look to reality with an eye that could make this reality more than just non-fictional things, to make it immortal, that it will not die.
Abu Assad does not want to make suicide bombing beautiful, but he wants to understand this ugly reality. To try to do that, he portrays two characters who struggle and argue over the decision to take their own lives and the lives of others.
Saeed, rudd alay.
Kanish enta hon? Lish jeet?
Hishan akun ma'ak. Ta'al nirja. Sawa ma'ak.
The characters don't behave as viewers might expect. Film critic B. Ruby Rich teaches at the University of California at Santa Cruz. She says the film reverses the expectations many Americans have of stories about the Middle East conflict.
The genius of Hani Abu Assad's film is that he makes these people comprehensible to us. It's not a film about excusing them. It's a film about understanding what on earth they think they're doing and getting us to understand what it is they think they're doing. And in a way, realizing that they're not crazy is perhaps a more upsetting state of mind than thinking they are.
Paradise Now was shot entirely on the West Bank and in Israel. Some members of the crew quit in fear after gunfire and explosions went off nearby. One crew member was kidnapped and later returned. Abu Assad did not make their job any easier by choosing to use bulky, labor-intensive 35mm film instead of compact digital video.
I took the real life as it is, but shoot it in a classical form, which, in my idea, make both the form stronger and the content stronger.
And he says it will make his movie last.
Actually, what you see in video, there is no depth. It's far from what you and your eye see. And actually in the 35mm is closer to your eye what you are seeing in reality than in video. In 100 years from now, the technique will be different and we will look back to this form as an ugly form and not as a realistic form.
For film critic B. Ruby Rich, the choice of 35mm over video was both unrealistic and necessary.
It's such an unexpected thing to do in the digital age and such an insane thing to return to that idea. In a very dangerous situation, shooting almost guerrilla style with missiles and bombs exploding all around and fighting and shooting. And yet, I think it's a decision that really paid off because our whole understanding, our whole vision of the Palestinian situation is a vision that plays in grainy, ugly images on the nightly news, shot with digital cameras on the run, on the fly, with the sound of sirens and bombs and screaming. And you do not find any of that in this film. When you do, it's on TV somewhere, you know, in a cafe or a bar. He does not show us that. He shows us a beautiful, smooth, 35mm work of art.
To use the phrase work of art to describe the story of suicide bombers will unsettle many people. The story unsettled filmmaker Hani Abu Assad. He's described his subjects as criminals, and he knows it will be hard for viewers to accept them as individuals.
I had the same shock when I was making my research. I discovered that mostly they are very ordinary people who couldn't stand anymore to live under a pressure and occupation and humiliation. And then they came to a conclusion that it's devastating, but still they are human beings who been so much oppressed that they can't have a good focus or make a healthy decisions. And actually, when you think about it, it's obvious that they are human beings. I mean, but still I was in shock when I discovered it.
And this is the essential point of Paradise Now, that to understand any terrifying human struggle, people must endure the shock of confronting something they don't expect.
Well, always I'm saying the same thing. The best films open questions to your vision. Like you have a vision and then you start to question more and more about it, about anything in life, about yourself, about your environment, about your enemy. Anything could open questions. It is a good form of art. And this is my only hope, that people have the right to see it and to judge it as they think that they have to judge it.
People will get a chance to see Paradise Now and decide for themselves. The movie has a major distributor and will be released in theaters across the country over the coming weeks. For NPR News, I'm Howie Mofshevitz.